Ronald Reagan's death from Alzheimer's disease has energized supporters of stem cell research, who say those cells may someday be useful for treating diseases. Earlier this week, 58 senators wrote to President Bush urging him to revise his policy for using federal funds on stem cell research. And scientists are meeting in Boston this weekend to present their latest research. NPR's science correspondent Joe Palca is covering this story. And Joe, what's expected to be the big news at this weekend's meeting?
Well, it's the meeting of the International Society for Stem Cell Research. And the big news seems to be that several groups in Israel and this country have developed embryonic stem cells that possess the genes for specific diseases.
And now, to get the embryonic stem cells, you have to destroy an embryo, of course. Where do scientists get the embryos to make those cells?
Well, yes, this is true. And in this particular case, they're talking about genes with embryonic stem cells with specific disease genes in them. And those come from fertility clinics. You know, it's sort of interesting that now, with the advances in genetics, people who carry genetic diseases don't actually have to necessarily transmit them to the next generation. They can do something called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, where they can go into a fertility clinic like they were having a test tube baby, get embryos tested, and it's possible, depending on how the genetics works out, to select only the embryos that won't be affected with the particular disease that they carry. But some of the embryos will be affected, and it's those embryos, the ones that couples make that they don't want to implant so that their children won't have diseases, that are being used to derive these new embryonic stem cell lines. And of course, you know, embryonic stem cells are important because they're these remarkable cells. They start very early in development, and they can turn into any kind of cell type in the body. And so to understand a disease, you can now have in the test tube, you can actually have these cells and start to look at them and then watch when the disease process unfolds in the test tube in the laboratory instead of in a person.
And scientists are hoping that these new cells can be useful for treating diseases?
Well, probably not treating, and that's the important bit here. This is a very early experimental stage, and I think most of the scientists I've talked to talk about understanding the disease is better, because what you want to be able to do is find a place in the disease process where you can jump in with a drug or something or treatment and stop it. Not these cells, but what these cells lead to.
And then there's the question, of course, of how you get your hands on stem cells in order to continue the research.
Well, yes. There's where you get into the political issues. Right now, scientists, for example, if you study muscular dystrophy and you've got a stem cell line that is made from a patient with muscular dystrophy, you'd obviously like to be able to get those for research. And you can. You just can't use federal funds to study that, because President Bush has put restrictions on the use of federal funds for studying embryonic stem cells. And so what this new, what the senators are asking for that you mentioned in the intro, and what now Nancy Reagan, President Reagan's widow, has asked for, is for the president to relax this policy and to allow federal dollars to be spent on this research, because they think it's important.
Any indication yet that the president might change his mind?
Well, you know, it's one of those things of reading the tea leaves. He hasn't given any indication that he will do this, but the pressure is mounting, it seems.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.